Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't think we've ever had a crowd this big in Ellicott Square. If we've learned anything tonight, it's that New Yorkers are as mad as hell. And we're not going to take it anymore. The people have spoken. And I'm here to thank you for choosing me as the Republican candidate for governor of New York. I want to commend Rick Lazio for running a clean campaign, and I want to ask him to join us as we go to the big dance. I want everybody in the Republican Party who opposed me to know this. You're welcome to join the People's Crusade. Come aboard. You're both welcome and needed. If we unite, we'll win. We'll rebuild New York. Andrew Cuomo thinks that despite a lifetime as an Albany insider, he can now mouth the words of reform and that we'll believe him. Andrew Cuomo thinks he can trade in his lifetime liberal beliefs, hijack our agenda, and the voters won't notice. Andrew Cuomo thinks he can make shady deals with the pro-tax Working Families Party, and the voters won't care. Sadly, all Andrew offers us is status Cuomo. It was just 5 months ago when I stood here and shared my decision to run for governor with you. 5 months ago, seems like yesterday. That night, my family and I were absolutely overwhelmed by the support of thousands of New Yorkers who met here in a historic building to send a message to Albany. Yes, we are mad as hell. New Yorkers are fed up. Tonight, the ruling class knows they've seen it now, okay? They not only know it, but they've seen it. There's a people's revolution. Every day, New Yorkers are just mad enough to force change at the ballot box. The people have had enough. The liberal elite, they're still calling me every name in the book. They say I'm too blunt. Well, I am, and I don't apologize for it. They say I'm an angry man, and that's true. We're all angry. Not just because we woke up on the wrong side of the bed. We're angry about paying the highest income taxes and property taxes in the nation and getting less and less for it. We're angry about our incompetent, dysfunctional government that pays no attention to the desires of the people. We're angry about the cesspool of corruption and conflicts of interest and self-dealing. That's the Albany of today. But here's what my critics, they don't quite understand. I know there is a way to bring opportunity and economic growth back to New York State, and you're coming with me, and we're going to do it. And I believe we can.
Make history, Paul!
We're New Yorkers, and we're Americans. We can do anything we set our minds to. Those who say that New York's brightest days are behind us, those who say that our stake is so broken and it can't be fixed, those who say that nothing can be done to rebuild New York, they're dead wrong. You see, I believe our brightest days are ahead of us. I've traveled across New York from Plattsburgh to Ripley to the far reaches of Long Island and Staten Island, and I've laid out a specific agenda for reform. Real reform is possible, but there must be a cultural change in Albany to make it happen. As governor of New York, I will bring the change the taxpayers are demanding, and we'll rebuild New York together. I'll cut taxes by 10% in the first 6 months of my administration. I'll cut spending by 20% and cut the size of our government by 20%. I'll cut Medicaid by $20 billion a year. And after that first year, we'll keep cutting every year during the administration. To create jobs, I'll slash business regulations and cut business taxes and end bureaucratic harassment of the private sector. And I'll reform Albany. I'll clean up the cesspool of corruption so our government serves the people once and for all. If we rebuild New York, if we restore government of the people, I believe we will see great things in great future days. A growing economy. Schools that graduate our children and prepare them for a fulfilling life. Jobs for our children, not just one-way bus tickets to Raleigh and Phoenix. Jobs from companies investing in our state, not moving away. And a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It takes strong leadership to make the necessary changes. And make no mistake, we're in crisis today. The crisis we can and will solve. Tomorrow morning begins the toughest part of this campaign, the longest haul, the heaviest lift. And I'm going to need every single one of you. We're going to have to work harder and fight harder than we've ever fought before. We're going to rebuild New York together. You and you and you, we're all going to work on it. Republicans, Democrats, independents, and all New Yorkers who are fed up, all of you here, all of you watching and listening across this great state, together we will win in November, we'll take back our government, and rebuild and restart our economy. We'll restore our pride and fulfill the hopes and dreams of our forebears. I believe in the American dream because I have lived the American dream. I see a New York where there is no barrier to the God-given potential of every New Yorker. I see a New York where everyone who wants a good job can find one. I see a New York where people can believe in a grounded government once again. I see a New York where people who are down on their luck can get back on the road to responsibility, a job, and dignity. I see a New York that is once again the Empire State. Thank you. I want to say thank you to my wife, Kathy, my children, Billy, Danielle, Sarah, and my son, Patrick, who's always with me. My son-in-law, Luke, my grandchildren, they've all given the support. I want to thank my campaign team, my running mate, Tom Agnabeni, who had the courage to join this campaign for reform. I want to thank County Executive Chris Collins and Congressman Chris Lee for their support. And I want to thank the party chairs like Nick Wrongworthy and Ralph Lurigo, Ed Morgan. They were with us from the beginning. Thank you, gentlemen, for your courage. And I want to thank Mike Caputo, Nick Sinatra, Russ and Jewel Thompson, Donna Henry, and so many more. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I want to thank my campaign pollster, Tony Fabrizio, for his solid guidance on the path to victory. And I want to thank all the leaders of the Tea Party movement who believed in our campaign and helped us get our message out.
We love you, Carl!
So please, I ask one thing of you. I ask you to say a prayer for our soldiers over there who live and die to make it possible for us to vote and live free today. Say a prayer every single day till every one of those young men and women come home. And I have a message for Andrew Cuomo tonight. Andrew, I challenge you to a series of debates. We have so many questions to ask you, Andrew. Let's stand toe-to-toe in exchange of ideas and let the people decide. I look forward to your response, Andrew. And I thank all of you. God bless New York State and the United States of America.